Ki mitzion tetze Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aura Sutton from Yerushalayim, and today we will be learning about the blessing of Laminim v'Lamalshinim. The general request of this blessing is for Hashem to eradicate informers from within the Jewish nation. The Beracha of Laminim is unique in a few ways. Firstly, it is one of the blessings that has several different nuschaot, different versions. There are different terms used for enemies in each version. They may be minim, heretics, malshinim, informants, zedim, sinners, rishaim, evil people, or oivim and sonim, enemies. There are also a variety of terms used to describe their destruction, la'abed, Lahachrit, Laakor, Lishaber, Lahachnia, Lemager, and so on. Another main difference between this blessing and all the others is the fact that it was not included in the original version of the Amidah. In the sequence of the Amidah, it is the 12th blessing found in the Bakasha, the request section, which is the middle section of the Amidah. We know the Amidah is also known as Shmone Esre, 18. Yet it actually contains 19 blessings. 18 of those blessings were composed and instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And this blessing is an additional blessing, the 19th one, that was added a few hundred years later. The Gemara in Berachot, chapter 28, explains that Shmuel HaKatan composed the blessing of Laminim at the request of Rabban Gamliel in Yavne. Primarily, it was written in response to the Siddukim, or possibly the first Christians, any Jews who were espousing beliefs contrary to the Torah or harming the Jewish nation by being informants to the ruling government of the time. The blessing of Laminim follows the blessing of Hashiva Shoftenu, a request for Hashem to have our judicial system restored. And it comes before the blessing of Al HaSadikim, a request from Hashem to support the righteous amongst us. What place does this blessing, speaking of evil, have to be sandwiched between the positive parts of our society that we want Hashem to support? It is explained that Shmuel HaKatan was called Katan because of his humble ways. He was the only Tana who was able to compose this blessing because he truly loved everyone and did not hold any hatred toward his enemies. By noting the placement of this blessing, we can learn what our approach toward our enemies and even toward Rishaim should be. It is not to destroy them. Rather, that task is granted to Hashem alone. Only Hashem can punish and eradicate the Rishaim. Our task is to be Mekarev, to welcome all Jews, to encourage them to connect more tightly to Hashem and His Torah. By doing so, we are hopeful that the result will be Yitamu chata'im min ha'aretz. There will be an end to sins, not to the sinners. We do not want the sinners to be killed. Rather, we want them to do teshuvah and return to Hashem. And then, the final result, urisha'im od enam. That will lead to the eradication of rishaim. This blessing demonstrates our partnership with Hashem in correcting the wrongdoings done against Him and His Torah. May we merit to see the demise of evil within our people and the world at large, and be zochet to a full redemption in our days. Thank you for learning together.